This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of July, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Our J.R. Moore radio show meetup will be tomorrow evening. That will be Thursday, the third day of July, at the Benton Square Restaurant. Our speakers will be Naoma Kaufman and Carla Smith. The topic will be Lyme's disease, identification, mitigation, treatment. So it'll be a fun evening. The details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. My second hour today at 8 o'clock Central, we will have Tim Spencer. We'll be talking about geopolitical matters, and it'll be an interesting conversation. Link on my homepage at thelibertyman.com to listen live on Blog Talk. Prepper tip of the day. Well, first of all, you need to read, if you haven't, Dave Hodges' current article at his website, The Common Sense Show, the article titled Ebola and Drug-Resistant Tuberculosis, Dengue Fever Are Now in the United States. With that in mind, a proper tip of the day is stock up on colloidal silver. I like Dr. Deagle's Silver 100. You need to have home remedies that will keep you healthy, help you get and keep in a strong immune system. If you have to take pharmaceutical prescriptions to stay alive, stock up on them, whatever they might be. Get at least a 3-month supply. A six or 12-month supply would be even better. Even superior to that would be alternatives to the pharmaceutical products that can keep you alive. So there's your prepper tip of the day. Before I get to our special guest, one of the things mentioned in Dave Hodges' article is that there are now West Africans who have been trained to speak enough Spanish to get by, coming across our southern border posing as people from Central America. That is very, very scary in light of the fact that West Africa is where the Ebola virus is. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He has taught mathematics at the university level. He has written a number of books, all of which are excellent, and I encourage you to become a student of Professor McCanny, acquire all his books, and listen to his weekly radio show. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you doing today?
Real good, sir. We're getting requests. We have a lot of listeners in Australia, by the way, listeners in Australia and other places asking for a 10 or 12-minute update on the 10th planet, also called Planet X, which, as you say, there's dozens and dozens of Planet X's, but we're talking specifically about Nibiru, the 10th planet. So a 10-minute summary of where we are, our status on that, would be much appreciated by many listeners.
As you know, every time this topic comes up, the first thing you have to do is say that there's a whole host of people who've already proven to be imposter wannabe, and many of them being paid by the government. They get their actual support from the government to create disinformation. Marshall Masters is one of those people out there now saying there's Planet X is beyond this, on the other side of the sun or something. And I don't even listen to the garbage anymore. But
no,
the first thing you have to be aware of is that it's that's what it is. Why this is getting press or why anybody would be put on a radio show or these people when, you know, it's their 57th Planet X prediction that it has no merit. So that's the first thing. The whole issue of Planet X, and a lot of people quote 3,600-year orbit, that is patently false. What happened 3,600 years ago was the Venus event, when a comet came through the solar system and became the planet Venus, and that's about the time frame that we're talking about. That was a orbit that was an estimate set up by Richard Harrington from the Naval Observatory back in the probably the late 80s when the Naval Observatory was working on a contract from NASA to find Planet X, and that's where they discovered that the planets Neptune and Uranus were dropping down in their orbits. Something was pulling them down. It was way out and down, and it had to be something significant.
Right.
So at any rate, they made an estimate, and that estimate got into the hands of a guy named Sitchin, and he used it, and that got promoted all over the place. And that orbit is patently false. Although there are things that there is something to that. There is something to that, but the 3,600-year orbit story is incorrect. There's something else going on. So it's unfortunate that what I have to tell people is what not to believe, but that's part of the game today. What we know is that NASA has a program. They have found literally thousands of new planets. They stopped announcing when they hit 40, and since have found thousands of new planets out in what they call the Kuiper Belt. What we do know is they have found big planets. And what we don't know is what the orbits are, because they stopped announcing this. So we really don't know much, and they don't have to be giant, giant, Jupiter-sized things to cause an effect. Just another caveat here. Recently, not quite so recently, but it's being promoted recently. There was supposedly a guy from, Brazil or Argentina or something, allegedly a 90-year-old guy that made some predictions a long time ago. It's being promoted that he had information on a comet planet. And when you listen to what's being said, it sounds like he copied a lot of my early work.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break. Hold that thought. We have a break, sir. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of July. Rich Melton is a proprietor of Cover6Gear.com. You take one look at Rich and you say, yeah, this guy's a soldier. flat top haircut, thick neck, looks like he could be a linebacker for the NFL. He's got some videos where you can see him demonstrate the advantages of the Cover 6 Gear holsters. This is his passion. We got other products coming out soon. I don't want to steal Rich's thunder and talk about them prematurely, but you'll be real pleased with the new products coming out. the hybrid holsters is not just a holster. It's a, when you buy one hybrid holster, you're buying a system. You're buying into a system. So that when you get your first one, say for your 1911, and you want to carry your Smith & Wesson revolver, all I need to do is to switch out the $25 shell, and you're good to go and carry your Smith & Wesson revolver, or pretty much any other pistol you like, just by changing out the shells. Handmade holsters, one at a time, by Amish craftsmen. As I frequently say, kind of ironic, because Amish folks tend to be pacifists and not even own firearms, but they are excellent craftsmen and very diligent in their work. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. The order line, if you want to place your telephone order on the telephone, is area code 913-938-6266. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. The short version of his website is World Wide Web, Juno, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. And we're having a brief discussion here to get people caught up to speed on the latest about the 10th planet, Nibiru, Wormwood. Jim, let's see if we can conclude this discussion and move on from there.
Yeah, when the break started, I was just mentioning that there's a large promotion of a video that was made really quite a long time ago, maybe 5 years ago. Someone is a spokesperson for an alleged guy who's 90 years old that maybe a long time ago said there was a planet comet coming into the solar system. And if you listen to what they're saying, they're basically copying my, my work about comets and planets. And the old guy never really mentions much. He just kind of utters a few words in this. And the spokesperson puts words in his mouth, shows charts and diagrams, but there's some things in there that are obviously not scientific. They say this object reaches the speed of light at mid-orbit.
Really?
And it's supposedly coming from another star that's associated with our sun, but that's backwards of reality. It would be at its slowest speed in mid-orbit. So there's a lot of hocus-pocus in this video, which is typical of videos that are someone tries to put something together and sound scientific, but since they don't have any scientific background,
right.
When you really, first-layer analysis shows it's a hoax. So at any rate, this is the status of reporting today for the public. The reality is that NASA has found many, many large planets out there. They're not talking. We don't know what their orbits are or their time frames. I'm aware of things. People call me up all the time and say the moon's orbit has changed, or they're trying to attribute current weather patterns to Planet X. And that's just not the case. There's nothing right now in the solar system that's near that would cause direct effects. So at any rate, there's not a lot of positive information to report other than, you know, there are Planet X objects out there, but remember that when you see something, it will be in the form of a large comet. And just a quick note here. I'm going to try and do and put a note for my show tomorrow night, a kind of a parody on NOAA. I saw a funny thing they were talking about on a blog. It said, does Noah's story really hold water about the Great Flood, etc.? And I have a whole CD on lectures on this talking about how it happened. And,
right.
And one of the blog comments is, what's there not to believe? He builds this 400-foot ship, puts all the animals in the world in it, and stays out there for a couple of years with all the food and water and everything necessary. What's not to believe? And so I put together a scenario where Noah would exist today and build an ark. And the reality is that people today would not have a clue that a comet could come and we could go through the tail and pick up 40 days and 40 nights of torrential rain. And so the people today even though it could happen today, are not educated because NASA and the standard science community has them so bamboozled with this dirty snowball concept that the public today, you could have a big comet come in and approach Earth until it's right on our nose, and the vast majority of people would say, oh, well, that's a comet, you know, right, and not associated with a planet, right, inside that comet.
Right.
So, there's not a lot to report other than we do not have an immediate Planet X situation right now. Whether that'll change, and also these objects can sneak in. Some of the biggest comets in history have gotten all the way to the sun without any public reporting or any amateurs discovering them. So,
is that within the last 80 years that's happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This comet Lovejoy is a wonderful example of a comet that was big. It penetrated the sun's atmosphere. It was and came out the other side still smoking and became the bigger comet once it came out of the sun's atmosphere. It had a fairly large nucleus, which was visible from Earth with the naked eye when it came out around the sun. But it wasn't discovered by an amateur astronomer in Australia, actually Lovejoy, I forget his first name, but it wasn't discovered until it was almost to the sun. So
right,
these things can sneak in and be there. Big comets can be there quickly and without a lot of notice. So, and whether NASA saw that coming or not is a comical question. If they didn't, then what are they doing? If they did see it, then they saw it and didn't report it. So take it away.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but doesn't NASA have automated systems that can detect these things without human beings?
Yeah, the problem with big comets is that they're big and dispersed clouds of gases, and so a lot of times they're not visible. Readily visible, and they can sneak up. We've had big comets come all the way in by Jupiter, where they were finally discovered by amateurs. So we have a whole laundry list. I could talk the whole show on comets that were not discovered until big comets. One was called McNaught off by Jupiter. In the middle of the night sky, we had perfectly clear skies in the middle of the summer, and that comet got all the way into the orbit of Jupiter, and nobody saw it. So those things can happen, and things coming in from the outer solar system or from way beyond, some of them can move very fast. Some of these comets only spend a week in the solar system. They really come in fast. And those are the triply dangerous ones, because if they do happen to come near, then they can certainly cause a lot of damage. And that's one of the other issues that not all Planet X objects are going to come near Earth.
Absolutely. Jim, we got to have another break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces, fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of July. Freeze-dried guy still has quite a few long-range patrol rations remaining. A lot of them are sold out, but here's the ones that are left. Spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef, Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, and granola and blueberries. That's it. That's what's left. So once they're gone, it may be 3 to 5 years, according to manufacturer, before there's any more manufacturer's overruns. I'm not aware of any place else you can get these by the case. If there is, I don't know about it. Long-range patrol rations, the LERP rations, as we used to call them, and still do, actually, at freezedryguy.com. Nutritional facts, the cost per case, is at the website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Quick reminder, if you want to improve and expand your preparedness library by 1,100 books, military field manuals, military technical manuals, you can get the flash drive available at our website. This is Tim Spencer's product, $49.95, and you'll get more than 1,100 books delivered to your door in a small, discreet envelope on that flash drive. Pretty neat. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney does have a radio show. Jim, tell us about your radio show, how people can listen and when.
Okay, thanks, John. Just a quick follow-up on what we're talking about, the Planet X issue. Whenever I talk about this topic and try and bring some rationality to it, many times email lists or people put on blogs, McCanney is anti-Planet X, he's nerd out. What I'm for is getting sanity and sane reporting out, in real reporting. There are people who jump up and down and everything, every Comet Elenin is Planet X, everything is Planet X. That's not getting the word out. That's getting garbage out.
Right.
And so just a quick comment on that.
Absolutely.
But my radio show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, heard worldwide, and it you can hear it on, I think, the summertime frequency is 9.350. It streams on the internet at wwcr.com, and also all the archives are on my webpage, the jmccsci.com, which has a link from your page, John. It's also heard Friday night, 10 p.m. Central and 3 a.m. Central, from WTWW Nashville. And I think the frequency there is 5.830. So anyway, many ways to listen to the show.
Absolutely. And of course, your archives are posted at your website also, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, for going back into history, I don't know, it was 10 or I mean, certainly more than 10 years, probably 12 or 14.
Right.
Years are, of the show are posted on the webpage.
Well, that's neat. And it's ladies and gentlemen, these are university-level lectures, but presented in such a manner that you don't have to be a university student to enjoy them and understand them, do you, Jim?
Correct. Yeah, but there are a lot of professors and scientists. I have a real large following of scientists. And they range every place from physical chemists to who knows what field they're in. But a lot of people, very well-trained people listening to that show.
Absolutely. Well, there is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen, how you can listen to Jim's show and listen to his archives. And your books are also listed for sale at your website as well, aren't they?
Yeah, the whole laundry list of books, the Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes, I won't list them all now, but all the books, including all the newer e-books, are there now available in libraries, so you can buy the whole library for really reasonable prices, certainly much less than you can buy individual books.
Jim, I occasionally have people approaching me for me to sell them your books, and I, of course, refer them to your website. Do you know what your topic for your show is going to be tomorrow night yet?
I've got a couple topics. I'm going to be dealing with some issues in the solar system, and then there's just an amazing amount of number of issues, major international issues going on with water. And so I'll be covering a lot of these. It's just incredible. So a lot of the show, I'll be picking these apart and putting them in order, so that people understand. But once again, the basic issue is that people have to become what I call water independent. And by the way, you started out talking about Dave Hodges' article on E. coli. Ebola. But the water filtration systems can remove that.
Right.
That leads into another topic also. The headline this morning on CNN is that a bus was returned from a Southern California, immigration processing station. And what they have are special kind of little back rooms where they process bus loads of illegal immigrants. And this is something I've said all along. I was aware of this going on 10 years ago.
Right.
Where they were bringing busloads of illegal immigrants into the country. No papers, no medical check, no criminal background check. Just, you know, and kids, and they're bringing them in by the busloads. Well, finally, some people got together and went out and stopped it and said, no, So they sent these people back. But the customs people are actually have processing centers where they're processing illegal aliens into the country, and with no medical checks. You mentioned about the Africans coming in,
right,
speaking enough Spanish where they can get in on the bus, and I don't know how you could mistake a Mexican for somebody from Somalia.
Well, whatever. People from Central America, a lot of them are black.
No, Mexico. I understand that. But they look different. They're not, you know, but the whole issue here is that the international situation is in such deplorable conditions that these people are desperate. And, the United States, is a place where if they can just get here, at least something will be better, they think. But the way to the inexpensive way and the real way to handle these people, none of them really want to be here. I know lots of Mexicans. I know lots of people from foreign countries that are here just for economic reasons, and they don't want to be here.
Right.
They want to be in their own country, and they want a country that's economically sound where they can live a decent life. But there's nothing there for them, and there's not going to be under the political current situation. And this is all generated by what I call, anyway, the banker model of the world, where natural resources are handed off to international corporations. The people in the country are slave labor, basically. What's going on in this country, the same thing. There's just nothing there for them. So, you know, there's a story today about two little kids that immigrated into the U.S., just snuck across the border, and the mother has no clue where they went. These are little kids, and that's their life.
When you say so little kids, are we talking sub-teens?
Oh, yeah. These are
really?
Kids.
Pre-puberty.
Like little, real
Pre-puberty.
Kids.
Pre-puberty.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, probably 5-6-year-old kids.
Those children should be treated as missing children, and it should be a legitimate law enforcement matter.
Yeah, but none of that is happening. Like I say, they have the customs people, the Border Patrol, or whoever are processing these people as illegals, and this has been going on for a decade. My estimate now is that 50% of Mexican population is now in the United States. So that puts it at between 40 to 50 million. They are having babies as fast as they can. So the real population of the United States in the next 10 years is going to, if it were not for that, the population of the U.S. would be around 270 million people. We are now at about 320 million simply because of the Mexican population, and they are off the charts. They're not registered as citizens. They're not on any census, but they're using facilities. Many major cities have offices where Mexicans only can go. If you're from Argentina or Peru or some other Latin American country, you cannot go to that office. It's only for Mexicans.
Hold that thought,
and they can get documentation.
Hold that thought. We've got a break. Call number 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how supernatural silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of July. My second hour will be at 0800 Central Time. Link from my website, libertyman.com, to Blog Talk Radio to listen live. My guest will be Tim Spencer. We'll be talking about geopolitical matters. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, books that no longer have a copyright, such as The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Bible, mandatory reading in all military academies. You'll also find the energy cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. Yesterday I was on a concrete floor on my knees, painting a floor, went to bed with some minor aches and pains, got a great night's sleep, woke up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Got an order this morning, a woman's recommended to buy one from her doctor. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com.
Jim, we got a caller here on hold. We've got Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, Dr. McCanny. John, listen, I was in a position years back. Actually, I was in several positions to learn a lot of information, and I took advantage of it. And this is the short version. What I learned was that there would be this thing of the aliens coming in over the borders. And I knew about this decades ago. I knew this was going to happen. And I knew it was going to be this kind of problem. I tried to tell people that I knew. But this is what I was told. And it's turning out to be exactly correct, that this would be a purposeful thing allowed by this government. I don't say our government. I said this government to destabilize this country for their purposes. And that's a big topic, which you've all had brushed on many times. But to purposely destabilize this country for their purposes, and we see this going on right now. And on the Nibiru thing, one quick comment. I gave a lot of speeches on it, and I'd always, and after I'd scare the people half to death, I'd tell them, listen, don't worry about this planet. Worry about how the government is going to use it through disinformation to accomplish goals that they want to accomplish. Anyhow, that's my comment.
That's right. All right, Mike, thank you for the call.
Those are great comments. Those are great comments, and that the whole issue of destabilizing the United States is simple. You cannot have a one-world government with a powerful nation sitting somewhere amongst them. You can't have that nation well-armed. That's all of the shootings that are orchestrated around this country to try and bring in gun control, which has done, like John says, just done the opposite. It's made people go out and become armed because that's their only line of defense. They know that the government is not going to come down the street with a big shiny truck in front of their house and unload food and supplies and with armed guards to protect them. That ain't going to happen.
Well, more likely a school bus with bars on the window to load you up and haul you off.
Yeah, exactly. And, what we see going on in countries, let's just take Iraq, the war that went on there for two wars there, if you call them wars or policing actions, that very poorly armed country resisted the entire U.S. Army and all of its forces for all those years.
Right.
You look at the United States, as large as it is and as well armed as it is, and every day the people become better armed and
absolutely
better capable of defending themselves on a local level. That means at your house or wherever you are. So they've got a big job here. They waited too long. They didn't understand the reactions that were going to happen amongst the American public. And even though I would say, If you took a well-trained military person, say a foreign troop, compared to a U.S. citizen, the foreign troop would be much better stocked and prepared than the American citizen. But you have 300 million of American citizens out here. They got a problem. And right now, in fact, yesterday, the H.R., what is it? I forget the number, 2847 or whatever it was, that brings about the international banking rules under the IRS, where they're going to go out and try and take money out of foreign banks for U.S. citizens and corporations. Basically, the international banking community has shut off Americans. So it's been very silent. And so that they don't want anything to do with this, their only way to defend against it was to simply close accounts, make them inactive. And basically, Americans are now at the situation of, as illegal aliens in this country, they have to live under the radar in foreign countries as far as banking, economics, et cetera.
Well, I would think, John, that a bank that had branches in the United States would also have branches in a foreign country, and you would still be an account holder no matter where you went, as long as that bank had branches that were open.
Yeah, but that's, if you look at it, they're really different. You can look at the banks there and the banks here, and they're really, the banks here are under the U.S. banking system. And, it doesn't translate, unfortunately. If you have an account here, it doesn't mean you have an account in that's active in that foreign country.
Even if it's the same bank. Even if it is the same bank.
Even if it's it has the same bank name, yeah. They're a separate entity. It's like another bank here. And, like, if you wanted to say you did want to do something simple like a wire transfer, they have different SWIFT codes and everything. So,
if it's your bank, well, you don't have to transfer anything. It's your bank with your account. What?
But they're separate. The short answer is that they're really separate banks.
Really?
And, what's happened is long before these laws went into effect, the people with a lot of money, the congressmen who want to hide their ill-gained under the table money, they have long since had these in foreign accounts under legal entities that are in foreign accounts in foreign countries, etc. So they already have their money tidily packed away for their own well-being. But they're preventing American citizens. That's what they're doing, is just bringing the claws of this economic system to the point where Americans can't move.
That's interesting.
What they want is everybody to be illegal in terms of the IRS, and that's the bottom line here. So that Americans basically are criminals.
Right. And, we have another call here. We got Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you. I had a question. I've been thinking about the possible scenarios that could bring about, greater action by foreign troops, UN troops, and the martial law situation and the camps and all. And is it possible that an EMP attack of some kind could do that?
EMP is high on the list. I'm in my top three, Steve, and one scenario does not preclude another scenario. So EMP is definitely in my top three as possible scenarios. Your response, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they have a lot of rabbits in the hat that they can pull out. And like you say, one can lead to another. It could be simulated natural disasters, earthquakes, weather. They've been doing a lot of weather practicing lately. All of that heavy weather in the south a number of weeks ago was all manipulated. They've been doing a lot of weather manipulation, dealing with extended rain, with extended weather conditions, cold, heat, various things, drought. So they can, isn't it amazing? We had extreme flooding in one part of the country and not a drop fell in California, where these weather systems have to move over California, New Mexico, to get to the Midwest.
Jim, we are out of time. We are out of time.
Oh my God.
Thank you. We'll be talking privately. Thanks. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
That's it for this hour. I'll be back in an hour on Blog Talk Radio. Link from my website, thelibertyman.com, top right hand corner of my homepage. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Have a great, fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.